I've noticed something being in Taiwan as many years as I have. I was just talking with a guy last night, and he said, 10 years, your Chinese should be better. And I'm like, okay, I'm twice this guy's age. But it's like, all right. I mean, I know a guy that had been in Taiwan 30 years and didn't know a single Chinese word. He didn't know how to pronounce stuff. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, how is that? Like, you'd have to work to do that. How is that possible? Like, you've got to try to stay in your own little bubble. And he was a missionary. He'd gone to China. He'd gotten kicked out of China, which, I mean, I have major issues with Christians as missionaries in China. Look, China's, what, a million new Christians a year. Now, try to understand. If you're not Christian, then learn how to be present and listen to stuff. I was talking with a guy the other day about prophecy, and it's like his brain turned off. And it's like I mentioned something remotely religious, and it's like he's not able to just listen to what I have to say anymore. Because you're wrong. And it's like, you're deaf. So anyhow, if you're not Christian, then, you know, practice the art of being present. I'm not asking for money. I'm not giving you any 800 number to call. I'm not asking you to march down the aisle and bend the knee and call it believing Jesus, but really it becomes you have to get the pastor money every week. I'm not inviting you to any of that. I'm just saying this guy was a missionary, and a lot of Christians in America hear about China having a million new Christians a year, and the American Christian response is, oh, I gotta go help. I'm like, what are you gonna go help with? What does the fastest shrinking church in the world have to do that they could do to help the fastest growing church in the world other than to help it start shrinking? And it is classic narcissism. And I would say that it's American narcissism, but I lived in Taiwan too long. No, it's human narcissism. Taiwanese are just as narcissistic as Americans are. Oh my goodness, like the Shire, this little tiny, there's this building down the street. Well, even a local train station. In one of these trees, you see them at Disney. At least you see cement versions of them. The roots grow down from the top. So it just becomes this massive, eventually it would become a massive forest of this one single tree with roots growing down from the top. The roots grow from the top, like they hang down and then they take root when they hit the ground. One of these trees took over this building. And then so they call it a treehouse. I'm like, that's not a tree. A treehouse is a house in a tree. This is a tree on a house. This is a house tree. It's not a treehouse. But they don't know the difference. But it's this massive tourist attraction. And in how they talk, in their sentences, in their structure, and what they did today, it's on a par with the pyramids. In splendor, in achievement, and in worldwide fame. They really believe that the starving children in Africa are just as familiar with their little treehouse thing as the starving children in Africa are with the pyramids. They believe that. So I would say that it's American narcissism, but it's not. It's human narcissism. We believe that the things that we think are the things that everybody thinks. So I'm no longer an apologist, at least an apologizer, for American culture. It's a human condition, folks. It's a human condition. So just say that. Look, people, it's human. Everybody is an idiot. It's not just America. Well, you remember the days when, like, it was popular to bash your own country? Yeah, see how... See, the thing, Obama was not a fan of America, as Michelle, otherwise known as Michael, I'll let you look that up on your own. But as Michael Michelle Obama said, for the first time, I'm proud of my country. It's like, okay, all right. Hating your country. How'd that work out for you? How'd that work out with Trump that came after? How'd that work out with the walkaway that came along? How's all that working out? Anyhow, all right. So no longer, you know, whatever. Where was I? Oh, yes. Talking to my friend, he says that I should know Chinese better. Well, I'm immediately thinking, like, I know Chinese a lot better than a lot of people do. But I said I've tried to learn Chinese slowly. Slowly. No, for the record, there are not 12 different dialects of Chinese. Mandarin is Chinese. The other, as they call them, dialects are not considered Chinese. Those are languages in and around China, but only Mandarin is considered Chinese. You need to know this. Cantonese is not considered Chinese. Cantonese is Cantonese. Chinese is Mandarin. In Hong Kong, they speak Chinese and they speak Cantonese. Or if you want to be technical, you'd say they speak Mandarin and Cantonese. Never let anyone tell you Mandarin Chinese. That's like saying ATM machine. You got to get that. You know, ATM, automated teller machine. The M, it covers the word machine. Okay, so, you know, you don't say ATM machine. That's just ignorant. It's just equally ignorant is to say Chinese Mandarin. You don't talk that way. All right. It became popular to talk that way. And I told this guy I wanted to learn phonics first, and I wanted to learn correctly. Many Americans learn Chinese too fast, and from that, they mispronounce a lot of words, and it sounds terrible to listen to. Listening to Americans try to speak Chinese sounds like fingernails on sandpaper to me. I can't imagine how terrible it is to them. In fact, I'll even start talking with that super cheap. I mean, it's like the guys in America will say, no hablo español. And it's like, you don't say the H's in Spanish, man. It's like, didn't you get that? So I'll do the same version of that for how Americans speak Mandarin, and the Taiwanese will start laughing because it sounds so stupid. And the Americans just carry on with this and they don't get it. It's like, can't you take an afternoon to learn the 36 phonetic sounds and learn how to say them correctly? Like, 36 letters, I can't. I'm like, you're in a language that needs a vocabulary of 2,000 words in order to even just have a normal conversation. How are you going to do that without, if you can't learn the 36 characters, they'll tell you how to pronounce all those words. And they like look at me like I'm some jerk. Ha ha, I told you. Like, he thinks that that's probably what I'm thinking. I'm like, no, I'm trying to help you, dude, not put you in your place. So that's what goes, that's the inside baseball of learning Mandarin. Well, this guy said to me, he goes, he said, you've been in Taiwan 10 years. And so your Chinese is 10-year-old Chinese. That's what you're going for, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going for. Now, a 10-year-old actually has much better Chinese than I do. But to some degree, my Chinese is 10 years old. I've slowly picked up words as I go through normal life. I didn't cram all these words into me that I don't know how to pronounce. I didn't have the fast track complex. I've naturally absorbed it. So my pronunciation's gotten better and better. I just went to a sandwich shop that I haven't been to in a few years, and the ladies in there said, your Mandarin's a lot better. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. Now, here's the punchline of all this. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to save the punchline for next time. I'm going to save it for next time.